why are there so few common species and so many rare ones? We discussed some hypotheses on the origin and maintenance of biodiversity earlier in this course, but here's one important process that can affect the density and diversity of forest trees. The hypothesis was put forth by Jansen and Connell in 1988 and is summarized at the graph at left. They correctly assumed that the number of seeds that are dispersed from a parent tree decreases with distance from that tree. They also predicted that survival of seeds would increase with distance from the parent. This reasoning is based on evidence that says the closer you are to the parent, the more likely you are to get attacked by predators or pathogens that are attracted to that parent tree. Furthermore, the closer a seed is deposited to the parent, the more likely it is that that seed will compete with its own parent for lights, nutrients, etc. So the intersection of the lines of probability of dispersal and survival with distance from the parent lead to the prediction that there's some optimal dispersal distance where the likelihood of establishment of that species is highest. Thus, there should be some optimal spacing between individuals of the same species. In reality, some tree species are clumped in space, while others are widely dispersed, and it all depends on scale. Nonetheless, density-dependent mortality can play an important role in structuring the community.